Good morning, podcast world. It is Andrea here, yet again for another episode. So, I thought it would be very fitting to talk about surviving the holidays. This time of year is very, very hard on a lot of us. We are around a lot of people, there's a lot of parties, and the hardest part is dealing with your family, in most cases. I'm actually currently at my parents' house, and I've been here for a few days, and if you said that a year ago, I probably would have said, there's no way I'm going to stay at my parents' willingly for 3 days, or 4 days. But here I am, and I'm calm. I'm not stressed. I'm feeling good. Happy to be here. You know, there's a few moments where I kind of feel myself getting enraged, but hasn't really happened much. Now, it's not really some magical secret. It's not that everyone has suddenly changed and is just doing what I want. I think the biggest thing is managing your expectations. And going into a situation, okay, let's say with the holidays, let's say you're going to Christmas dinner, and you have in your mind this perfect dinner that everyone's going to be happy and laughing, ha ha ha, drinking eggnog, making cookies and all smiling and powder in the air. I don't know what I'm saying. Christmas music in the background. You know, so we have this idea of what Christmas is supposed to be like. In reality, it's not going to happen that way. The things that you've gotten to know that your family do are going to happen. Most likely, like 99% sure. But the thing that you can do differently is manage your reaction, because 100% you have control over that. If, let's say, your mom is getting annoyed that too many people are in the kitchen, and then she blows up and is having this big thing that she's cooking too much and that there's too many people and la la la, like, let's say that happens. I mean, you can offer her help. Say, do you want any help? If she says no, then you can leave. And you don't have to feed her this big drama. You don't have to go and starting to be like, well, you shouldn't blow up like this. We're all just trying to have a good holiday, la la la. Because in that moment, she's being irrational. But you don't have to add to that. You don't have to say, well, you're being unreasonable and we're just trying to do this and la la la. Because her reaction of the situation is her business. And you might say, yeah, but it's ruining it for the rest of us. It's not, though. It's you are ruining it for yourself if you let it. If this kind of blow up happens, you can say, okay. And in your head, say, I'm going to let you go through this little whatever you need to do to manage whatever's happening here. And I'm going to go to the other room and do whatever it is I want to do. Because if your expectation is that you telling her what she's doing wrong with her emotions is suddenly going to change her mind and have her realize, oh, you know what, you're right. If I don't get upset, everyone else is going to be fine and there's not a big deal. It's not a big deal if people are enjoying themselves in the kitchen. Listen, it's not going to happen. You're not this magical therapist for your parents that if you telling them that if they're not getting annoyed, that everyone else will be happy. It's just not going to happen. Nobody, when they're in a emotional state of outrage or annoyance or feeling overwhelmed, if somebody tells them to calm down, it's not going to happen. So just don't do that. You don't have to do that. Because you doing that is telling them that you know better than them and that you know what's best for the whole family and that you're basically trying to be their therapist, because you're not trying to really make it better for everyone. You might think you are, but really you're just annoyed with yourself and you're having your own little outburst and you're blaming it all on them. You're blaming your parents for making you react a certain way. But you have complete control over how you react. And if you go in expecting these outbursts between siblings, between family members, whatever it is that you know your family does, if you go in expecting that and kind of tell yourself beforehand, I'm not going to feed into this. It's not going to happen. Just do what you want to do in that moment. You can offer help, you can do that. Don't try to be the mediator between siblings, between cousins, between whatever. It's not your job. You're nobody's therapist. You don't know what anyone's really going through in their own mind. That's for them to decide. If they're making a scene, that's their own business, and you telling them not to make a scene is not going to change that. Yes, it might be ruining the mood for a little bit. It might be messing up the dinner. But here, like, it's not going to change anything you trying to go in there, guns blazing, and stop it. Just remain calm. Don't let it ruin your day. Just be present. Do your own thing. And they will settle down. It will happen. But don't become part of the mess. So I've been trying this kind of technique for, I mean, not just over the holidays, but I guess for like a year. And it actually works. And I realized that a lot of the problem was me, because you're half the problem. You are. It's a hard pill to swallow, but there's always two sides to a story. And whether you want to admit it or not, and you are antagonizing people in your family, you might want to think you're innocent and I'm the victim in all of this. But there's moments where you're like, oh, I don't deserve to be treated this way, so I'm gonna now act resentful. I'm gonna now act all like a brat now because I didn't deserve to be talked this way. So you're kind of punishing people around you for kind of things they might have done, which were most likely not nice things that were done. But you're really just punishing yourself if you're putting yourself in a situation that you're feeling resentful. You're feeling like, oh, why did I even come? I don't even like these people. I hate the holidays. It's hard. It's a hard time of year because, I find for a long time I would kind of dumb myself down when I would come to my parents. I would resort back to my teenage self and go back into these weird patterns and coping mechanisms of when I was younger, and which were basically very unhealthy patterns and very unhealthy coping mechanisms. And kind of in this state of, I deserve better than this. I want to be treated like an adult. But the first step of being treated like an adult is treating yourself with respect and treating yourself like an adult. If you're having a little tantrum, you're not acting like an adult. And if you say, well, they started it, they weren't acting like an adult, and they're supposed to be the parent. I mean, just listen to that again, and it's really just this tantrum of who started what. And it's just so sensitive around family members. It's so sensitive, especially like when, if you move away and then you have your own life and you're like, my parents don't understand the job I do. They don't understand that I survive on my own at home. They don't understand all of my successes and all that I'm capable of. And then I come home and they don't even think that I can do the dishes properly. It's rough. And I mean, them saying that to you, it's their business. If they want to believe that, fine. But you don't have to believe that. You know how to do the dishes. You know you can do your laundry. You know that you're an adult and that you can act in a calm manner. So why let them tell you otherwise? And why believe it? It's hitting a nerve in you that you think that you aren't who you really are. You're thinking that you're still that teenager that is lost and hasn't made a life for themselves. And maybe you're at a time that things are falling apart. Maybe something's going on with your job. Maybe your love life isn't going well. Maybe your health isn't going well. I don't know what's going on with you. But your quote unquote failures in life do not define you as a person. And even if you're going through something rocky, it doesn't mean you deserve less respect from those around you. We all go through rough patches. We all go through times in our life where things just don't end up as they kind of thought. Things kind of just go a different path than what we expected. And it doesn't mean that we're a failure as a person. It just means one of our dreams has changed. It's no longer the path that we thought. Things happened. And now we're figuring out another plan. As Bob Ross would say, we have no mistakes here, just happy little accidents. I don't really like to say accidents, just happy little brush strokes, finding our way to the bigger picture. So yeah, and just what I was saying before, how you can control your reaction. I find that it has two effects on the situation. One, you're not feeding into whatever this person is trying to get out of it. Let's go back to the example of a mom in the kitchen kind of getting enraged that there's too many people and that nobody's helping her. And, I mean, I'm talking of a personal example and I'm pretending it's not, but yeah, so what you're, well, in my, I'm assuming now what is the mother trying to get out of this situation? Is she trying to get attention? Is she trying to tell everyone, appreciate me, I'm making this meal? But if she's refusing help, then what is it that she's really looking for? Is she looking for trying to be this martyr, but she's still in control because she's the one controlling the kitchen. And I mean, it's really tough because then there's guilt laid on everyone else. But if you offer help and they don't want help, there's nothing more you can do. It isn't. It's their business. And in your head, you can say, oh, but I really know that she does want help, so I'm going to just give her help anyway. I mean, it's not your job to decipher the code that your parents are telling you. They are adults. They can ask for help if they want to. So the effect is you're not feeding them in this unhealthy pattern of them trying to get what they really want, which is, I don't know, everyone just wants to be loved and appreciated, right? So maybe it all boils down to that. But they're going at it and not the correct way. So don't feed into that. And it will keep you calm. It will keep you in a state where you're not feeling all guilty. You're not feeling like, oh, I have to decipher this. Oh, what am I supposed to do? And it just drains you and you can't enjoy the moment with your family. And I think the second effect is that if you keep doing this over a long period of time, those around you will start to realize, oh, I also have the right to do what I need in the moment. I also have the right to ask for help if I need. And oh, maybe my strategy of making a scene isn't working. And there's subtly, there's going to be better communication, and there might start being better patterns created. I mean, maybe not. I don't know your family, I've had some positive experiences with what I'm telling you. Hopefully, this all made sense. I think I went a little all over the place with trying to explain it, but I did the best I could. I wish everyone the happiest of holidays. Make the holidays what you want. Listen to yourself, listen to your needs. Don't try to be everyone's hero. Don't try to build bridges among everyone in your family. It's not your job. This is your holiday as well, and you have a right to have a peaceful holiday, but make it a peaceful choice for yourself. Don't feed into the negative energy that might be happening. Don't feed into the drama. Try to think logically. If you do have a moment of a burst of emotion and words come out and they're screaming, I mean, it's okay. You're human. You're not gonna solve all life's problems all from just listening to this very disorganized podcast. Don't beat yourself up if it doesn't work. And I will see you guys in the new year. Happy holidays.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.